Have you ever been asked what your hobbies are and completely stumped in response? Well, that's normal. We're constantly changing and evolving in our 20s, and we're still trying to figure out what we like. And how do we find our way back to our newfound interests and cultivate hobbies that support our creativity and self-expression? Well, tune in as we talk about how we've done exactly that.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Black Girl Flow podcast. We are your hosts, Liv and Lex, and we invite you to embark on a journey of fostering flow across your mind, body, soul, community, and culture. Whether you're an A1, day one, we appreciate you for rocking with us. And if you are just now tuning in, boy, do we have a lot in store for you. We're just happy when new people start listening. I mean, just join the tribe, join the gang, like, we're all family at this point. We've been on the internet for some time.
There's in the making, room for half a everybody. Decade. There's room for everybody.
So I'm just happy to be here.
Me too.
And you already know we like to start off our podcast with a brief little pulse check on how we feeling, how we doing. And I guess I'll start off this week with saying that I am pretty much out of commission for doing anything like outside of my budget for the rest of the year. Yes, every single dollar and cent is accounted for.
Okay.
Y'all already know if I start talking about anything financial, like planning, starts foaming. Like, this girl is literally like, Liv, do you want to sleep in my room tonight?
I'm just so proud of her. Y'all, running back to some of our old episodes, you will hear the most insane.
I don't think it's that insane to the average person. I think it's insane for you.
No, I'm saying your come up.
Oh, I've come a far way. Yeah.
Where you were like, budget schmudget. I don't know how to spell budget. I've never seen one in my life.
I don't
life.
Know her. I've never
Credit
heard
cards
of her.
Are just gift cards, right? Like, who's paying for that? Like, literally, and I'm being so hyperbolic. Like, that's not how she's talked at
she's
all.
She's like, for legal purposes, I do have to state.
Allegedly.
I do have to state that this is very hyperbolic.
I see the maturity. I see the growth. As we all have to figure it out, like, that is part of it.
Girl.
I just have a hypersensitivity to my wallets.
Girl. I don't know what you would call, like, what you would call what I was once, / my former. Do just they call young. Those, like, spin?
Oh, just young. Just young.
That's so sweet and generous.
Didn't know the value of a dollar.
That's so
Not
sweet
Not money
and
grew on trees.
Yeah, your frontal lobe developing will really do wonders on you, I will say.
And you start having to pay for life. And when you have to pay for life, you really see, like, oh, we could either, we can run it up, but they gonna come looking for you. And you gonna spend your life running.
Whew, girl, I just submitted my application to put my student loans on, like, auto pay again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that hits different, you know what I mean? And I'm like, all right, y'all, we gotta just keep it pushing. I have been making very big strides. So all of that being said, that's how we've gotten to where we are today.
Good job.
Like, high five. Give me a double high five.
I know.
Yeah, I've been putting in that work. So I have some fun, exciting trips planned. I am going to London in June.
Livy is going to London.
Maybe I won't go anymore. I'm just kidding. That's a really fun trip. And then I'm a maid of honor for my best friend's wedding. And so, yeah, all of my pockets are directly devoted to Naria Williams for the foreseeable future until the end of the year. So
that's a perfect balance, though. I know. The vision is crystal clear. The buckets have been allocated. The funds, auto pay.
Girl.
I'm trying to be like you.
Oh my God. Please don't hype me up too much, Lexi.
I'm trying to be like you.
The girls that get it. I always love
watching. Starts
with
O for the OG.
Please. Not too much. You about to trigger me back to my old ways. Okay. I love watching the girls on TikTok talk about their budgets for the month and everyone comment and be like, where's the rest of the money? Like, there's no more money left. They're like, I don't know where the rest of the money is. Every single dollar is accounted for. There's $10 left after I'm done with my spending, my student loans, my car payments, my insurance. And shout out to the girls that play health insurance, because I'm about to turn 26 in December.
I know. I just put that together where I was like, this girl
does not have to pay health insurance. Health insurance. And my mom, I was
honestly soak it. Like, take it all up the way to 26.
Like, who is not taking it all the way? My mom was like, you're going to turn 26 soon.
Yeah, you need to start looking at what your health plans at your job are.
She was like, you go. Few more months.
Literally. Yeah, this year.
That was so inappropriate for her to bring up before it's time. I will say
they love kicking us off stuff.
Like, no, they Netflix love. No Hulu.
Nothing. Like, no, I was telling Olivia how I made a joke that I'm on my parents' Amazon Prime account, right? Because I'm still a child. I'm just a girl. Yeah. I think the thing is, again, I'm not single, but I'm not sharing financial responsibilities with somebody. We talk about how expensive it is to be a single person. Come on. You're telling me I'd have to pay for all of those streaming subscriptions. I'd have to pay for
all of my meals. You're telling me every single time I go out, I have to pay for food myself?
Once you get her started, we are going to trigger her back into her ways, y'all, because she's going to be like, actually, now that you talk about it. But I brought up to my dad, because my mom had accidentally bought something on my credit card on our Amazon account, and I was like poking fun. I was cool with it because it was just like, oh, yeah, it happens. And I've surely bought stuff accidentally on their credit card, too.
Allegedly.
And so I brought it up and I was like, haha, dad, like, you know, make sure mom doesn't spend my money, like all this stuff. He was like, well, quick fix would this be, you get your own Amazon Prime account.
And it's like, why is my face red from you slapping me?
Like, why would you say that? Like, we were just joking, but that felt targeted.
That felt really
personal. That felt like a hate crime. Like, that felt that felt like you really had something to say to me.
911. Yeah, I don't know where he got the guts
seriously to say
something like that.
Seriously. So yeah, those are very humbling moments where it's like they've been waiting. They just want to burst our bubble one day where they're like, hee.
Literally. Meanwhile, my whole family is just writing on my one friend. Again, Naria, shout out to you, her Hulu account. Because she doesn't have the ads. And it's like, you share your account with me, I'm going to put all my
She did. I missed it. We got locked out.
She paused her account. And I'm like, girl, what are you doing? Why am I seeing commercials? Bring it back, please.
Because in this household, we got ads.
We really try to escape it. So when
Olivia tries to tell people that I'm balling, just know I'm sitting there watching Hulu with ads, okay?
She a frugal gal. And we could really take notes. And I've been taking notes. And that's why I'm here. That's why I am the way I am today.
Better together. That's what they say.
Shout out to Lexi Roberts.
You feel checked in. You feel pulse checked.
I'm all the way there.
I love it. I do love the idea of having trips on the horizon. I feel like that era for me, it was the beginning of the year. I think now I have a lot of just like responsibilities and things. I have the trips at the end of the year, so I still have some time. But I love being here for the summertime, so I am really excited for that. I am going to be back with my family for a couple of weeks, and then I'll be back here like full time for the summer. And I'm just super hyped to just enjoy all things North Carolina. I just feel like everybody comes outside. It's so stinking beautiful. So please. I know I'm really looking forward to those things. And right now I'm a little bit of a lull, but the year is just really flying by, which is so wild.
Well, speaking of a lull, I have the perfect thing to get you out of that lull, Lexi.
Oh, do tell.
And it's what we're going to be talking about today, which is forming hobbies in your 20s.
Yeah.
When you just find yourself being like, I'm ready to reinvent my personality and make this one thing
stick.
The whole thing, that anything that I can think about is going to be encompassed by this one activity. Mm-hmm. There just comes a point where you just look around and you're like, I need to feel alive. And I think for so many of us, we have grown up in like a generation where we just watch people do fun things. Ooh. And so it's like this taking this agency back and also activating our inner child by creating hobbies. So we're going to get into what hobbies are trending, I think, right now, but also why you even need a hobby, how to find the hobby that fits you.
And just the value of like having a creative self-expression outlet. Like there's a psychology of why a hobby is good for somebody, helping create more sense of balance, giving you opportunities to connect with new people in a community and things. So yes, all of that.
I'm excited because I would say that I am, I wouldn't say I'm a hobby extraordinaire, but I definitely keep a pulse on the hobbies. If you know me, I'm always looking for something fun and quirky to add to my personality. And one thing that I've been seeing a lot of the girls do is pick up the half marathons. And as a former half marathon girly, like, what were you going through in your life that pushed you to that edge?
Y'all catch that? Just making sure. Why? I wasn't the only one.
Yeah, what but was it within
let's
you?
Let's first start it off. We know I do my life backwards. Do we not? So when nobody's thinking about it, I'm usually doing it. And then once it's been done.
What an Aquarius thing to say. So when nobody has ever even concepted the idea, I've created it. And I send it out to the masses telepathically.
Come on, y'all heard the same thing I just said. That's not what I said. But it does. I'm trying to palate the disrespect over here, y'all.
Take it to the chin.
But what you are talking about, yeah, I have run my fair share of half marathons. But that's like the mid to late 20s trope that like you just wake up and you know what people say the reason they do that is because it's a free hobby.
It is a free hobby.
Like most people want to buy like all the like new shoes, new outfits, all that, but like you could just get up right now and go run. And I think that's the other part of a lot of the hobbies conversations is that a lot of things do it is pay to play. So I'm not going to knock people's finding the edge in this economy. I think we should actually get a sign and go cheer some people on.
You said a lot of y'all need to get up off the couch and run half marathons. No. I hear you. And it's so funny because when you look at this conversation on TikTok around like creating hobbies in your 20s, they say that like hobbies fall into four different categories. Mm-hmm. Where it's like one that you can do with minimal effort, one that you can return back to like stop and start, one that can actually make you money, wink, wink, Lexi. And then I'm linking on the last one, but
for
like
community.
Yeah, one that you can you know, be in community with.
Yeah.
And for me, one of my fatal flaws is as a Capricorn has been like, oh, what is my hobby that's gonna just blow my life up. I love a get rich quick scheme, y'all. I'm not gonna hold you. And the way that people market hobbies through capitalism obviously is like, oh, do this, become a potter so you can sell the mugs. Yeah. And like,
do you make know the
$20,000 a month? You know. And hey, not knocking anybody that like goes into a hobby thinking like, hey, I want to make a lot of money. But I do think that in order to like have optimal happiness, there needs to be hobbies in other buckets. And so another bucket that I'm thinking about is something, a hobby that promotes like wellness and physical.
They still need to activity. Be tethered to you. Like at the core of talking about hobbies, it really is about the question around what are your interests? What are you curious about that you want to stretch yourself towards? What are things that fill you up? I think if we really sit with it, and we often don't because it's a harsh reality to confront, is that the majority of the day we're doing things we don't really want to do that actually take our energy. I think me and Liv were just talking about how most of us, this idea of extrovert or introvert, we really oscillate between the two, but most of us really are introverted because of how much the world demands of us. Even if you're sitting on your phone on TikTok, it's capturing your attention, like putting your brain to work. So we end up really drained. So our hobbies, our passions, the projects that we take up should be the things that fill our cup up and would be worth the cost because of what it brings to us tenfold. It grounds us. It helps us with our wellness. It keeps us consistent. It keeps us connected to other people. And so I definitely don't want us to lose sight of that, because there is a lot that you can already find in what you're passionate and curious about. And some of us might get lucky that those hobbies end up being profitable later on, but you usually see that after a significant period of time that you've committed to it and usually refined that craft to a point that somebody might actually want to pay for it.
If you know me and Lexi, you know that we are both quite the bookworms, and we've got something exciting to share with you all today. Have you ever found yourself overwhelmed by the endless options at the bookstore, unsure of what to pick up next? Well, we've discovered a game changer, Book of the Month. This isn't your run-of-the-mill book subscription. It's like having a book-loving friend handpick your next literary adventure each month. Trust me, their selections are always spot on. And this month, I can't wait to dive into Real Americans by Rachel Kong. What makes Book of the Month stand out? It's the simplicity. No more decision fatigue at the bookstore, just a curated selection of top-notch reads waiting to sweep you away. Lexi and I had a blast picking from a variety of genres, from pulse-pounding mysteries to heartwarming romances. But what truly won us over is their dedication to quality and fun. With just a handful of selections each month, they prioritize the joy of reading over endless options. Every book is a gem waiting to be discovered. So, fellow book lovers, it's time to level up your reading game. Head over to bookofthemonth.com and use the code PETALS to snag your first book for just $5. Trust us, your bookshelf will thank you.
Are you tired of feeling like your hormones are running the show? Well, say hello to Hormone Harmony, the ultimate solution for women of all ages seeking balance.
Crafted by Happy Mammoth, Hormone Harmony isn't just a supplement. It's a lifestyle upgrade. Packed with adaptogens, it supports your body's natural rhythm, whether you're facing hormonal changes in your 20s or beyond. We love Hormone Harmony because they use only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows.
So, ready to reclaim control and feel your absolute best? Well, visit happymammoth.com and use code BLACKGIRLFLOW for an exclusive 15% off your first order.
With Chime Secure Credit Card, you can start improving your credit scores with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments. Get started at chime.com/build.
The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Results may vary. See chime.com for details. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Yeah. One thing that I've been seeing online is Jackie Aina and her content creation journey, and how she was telling a story to DeAndre Brown, the corporate baddie. Shout out to Black creators. We love y'all so much. But she was telling a story about how she got started in content creation. And for the first 5 years, it's just like, yo, I just want to do this. It's a hobby.
Yeah.
And when I look at a LeBron James, when he's talking about his love of basketball, he's like, I just love the game. Like, I just like,
I want to be a part of it in whatever court. Way.
Yes. I just want to be a part of it. And I really like that approach to hobbies, because it definitely feels like, oh, this is a part of like my soul's interest. Yeah. This is a part of what makes me authentically me. And I just genuinely like doing it, whether it's painting, you know, cards for my friends and sending them out, or learning how to, what is the thing with glass, like glass blowing or whatever?
Yeah.
Like, people have such cool hobbies, like doing pottery, running for my health.
Yeah.
It all just feels like, oh, wow, this really lights my Yeah. Soul on fire.
Yeah. And I think for me recently, hobbies, because I also think as your life evolves, some of those things that you might have done when you were younger that sometimes we were signed up for at times, because like I grew up in a sports household. So it's like I love being competitive, but you don't see my hobbies right now reflect that. Because if anything, like, your girl really should not be provoked. Like, I don't need to be on anybody's intramural team because I will be cussing you out. Like, right. I'm too serious most of my day. I don't need to be spending my, you know, after five, my 5 to 9 doing that same energy. So I also think it's interesting when you can use hobbies as an avenue of self-exploration too. And I'm a big proponent of it's really important to try to be new at something, to be a beginner at something. And once you start putting yourself out there to try and figure out what that is, you'll kind of realize how much is going on around you all the time. Like, I promise you, if you went to your public library right now and just looked on their bulletin of all of the free, like, learn how to crochet,
learn how to forage mushrooms.
Literally. Or like go on a historical trail walk, or like even in Durham, you can go to the library and you can literally learn how to 3D print. Like, you start just being curious, you start to be connected to so much. 9 times out of 10, you're not going to go back the second time, but you're starting to explore that sense of like, oh, with where I'm at right now, what might feed me in a way that the resources that I used before, yes, were great, but aren't fitting for the lifestyle that I'm in right now. Because I'm not running half marathons right now, because I don't really need to be doing that. Mm. I need to be slowing down. I need to be moving with an ease. So I need those activities like gardening, like, you know, going on walks to match where I'm at right now.
100% agree. Some of my personal 2024 hobbies look like going on more walks, of course. And I think I want to become a coloring girl. Because coloring is one of those things where I like hobbies where it doesn't require my full attention. I could still listen to a podcast. I could still watch reality TV. I could still be on the phone. I could still be right in front of somebody while I'm coloring, versus like other hobbies that require more attention, like learning a language. It's like, oh, wow, I really have to be in a certain environment for me to lock in to do this. But I've got learning Spanish on the back burner too. It'll happen. Always. And I encourage everyone out there to look at what hobbies kind of like fuel their soul, what you would want to try and be a beginner at. Being a beginner is such a beautiful, intimate, and vulnerable process that I personally hate, but I get through to get to the other, you know, part of the finish line. So whatever hobby that you're thinking about doing, explore it. Summer is a time of play, of frolicking. So it's only right for you to like pick that hobby that feels authentic to you.
Yes. Because honestly, folks, if we're really keeping it a buck, life is not going to come to you. You have to create your life. And so really think about like what do you want to be a part of the just fabric that is you? And I think, not to say, because sometimes I think we over glamorize like our family or just like past generations, like, ah, simpler times, like they were just crocheting blankets for babies left and right, like all this stuff. But really think about like what type of skills you want to cultivate, and then ways to get connected with the world around you in that. And some of you all already have hobbies, and you really should be sharing, you should be showing up with other people. And I love that about our friend group, is that we all have such a niche and we love sharing that with each other. And having, I love a craft night. Like, I love crafts. I'm not artistic. Like, do not ask me to draw anything. But I just love cutting up a little piece of paper and gluing it on things. And sharing that with people can be so beautiful. It's not going to be everybody's passion, but it's just such an avenue of connection. It's an avenue of self-expression. And the more you refine that, like, the more value that it continues to grow. And you're going to get more from it too. And you might just find so much that's hidden underneath it. So yeah, whether it's coloring, whether it's running a half marathon, or whether you don't even have time for a hobby, in this conversation, you're like, yeah, I'm in law school and books up the wazoo. I don't have time. That's okay. There are seasons for all of this. This isn't a prerequisite. It's just more tools that we can tap into to kind of create the life we want to live.
Literally. And it doesn't have to be so serious. I think sometimes the most mundane things are hobbies as well that we may think are mundane, but like are quite interesting to us. So discovering new artists is a hobby.
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know, I don't know, just writing a letter to someone that you love.
Yeah.
Like, and liking the act of doing that.
Yeah, like just writing.
There's no set amount of times that you have to do something per day or per week or per month to consider it like a hobby.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, now I'm sitting here thinking about all the incredible things you can really do. Like get the roller skates out. I love a hiking club. Like just Google your area and hiking club, walking club, running club, golf lessons. Like there are so many things to get into. I was a crocheter for during the pandemic, and I found that I have a punch needling set where you can like do them, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I should do that. Like there are so many things to get into that I'm so excited for all the different ideas that this spurs for folks. And y'all better tell us what hobbies you tapping into,
period. And with that being said, peace, love, blessings. We can't wait to chat with you guys next time, and we will see you all later. Bye.
See ya. All right, that wraps up our episode this week.
We'd really appreciate if y'all could rate us on Apple and Spotify, as it really helps grow our BGF tribe and support our podcast.
As always, the conversation continues on Instagram and TikTok, so connect with us there if you want to join in on all the kikis.
With that said, we will see y'all next time.
Rest well, folks.